Okay, listen to that wind for a second. You can almost feel it, right?
Yeah.
Howling through those West Virginia valleys.
The Appalachians.
And just underneath it, did you catch that? Almost like a whisper.
Yeah, I think I heard something faint.
It fades, but they say in Black Hollow it never really goes away.
And that brings us to St. Icarus Church, standing there for decades.
But not just standing empty, right? It's sealed, actually quarantined by the state.
Quarantine, that word, it really jumps out. Like the building itself is sick.
Exactly, like it's contagious.
In the history, well, it goes back way before the official sealing. Our sources say it was built late 1890s.
1899, yeah.
Right. And get this, by 1927, six priests assigned there had just vanished.
Six in less than 30 years.
Vanished without a trace. That's not just a string of bad luck.
No way. That
Yeah.
that's something else entirely. A
It had a
parallel.
deeply unsettling pattern,
Weird.
and you can imagine the effect on the locals.
Oh, absolutely. It must have started as just hushed whispers, ghost stories, maybe.
Sure, at first. But then it seems to have become more concrete. Actual reports started surfacing.
Like, what kind of reports?
Well, people hearing chanting from the church when it was supposed to be empty,
Okay, creepy.
and finding animal remains scattered around. But not just, scattered, they were apparently arranged.
Arranged? How?
Deliberately placed, that's the implication. And then symbols started appearing.
What sort of symbols?
Inverted crosses carved into the church itself.
Right into the stone or wood? Wow. That feels like a deliberate violation.
Exactly. And this kind of escalation, it didn't go unnoticed higher up.
You mean the Vatican?
Yeah, their involvement here is, well, it's significant. For them to disavow the church entirely in 1934.
That sounds serious, like they were cutting it off completely.
It's an extreme step. But then just 7 years later, 1941, they issue this formal pronouncement.
What did they say?
They declared St. Icarus spiritually contaminated.
Spiritually contaminated. What does that even mean officially?
It's incredibly strong language for them. Historically, they just didn't use terms like that lightly. It suggests they saw something more than just, local weirdness or heresy.
Like a fundamental corruption.
Maybe something they felt was a genuine spiritual threat. It makes you wonder what they thought was really going on in there.
Which sets the stage for November 3rd, 1982.
Right, Daniel Mercer.
The photographer, people called him an urban legend photographer, right? He sought out these kinds of places.
Yeah, drawn to folklore, the unexplained. And the stories swirling around St. Icarus, well, they pulled him in.
Did people try to warn him off?
Oh, absolutely. The locals were adamant. They apparently told him it wasn't just abandoned, it was different, dangerous, use that word, quarantined.
But he went anyway.
You went anyway, driven by that need to capture it, I suppose. Arrived just as the sun was setting.
And what he found inside, we only know from his recordings, right?
Mostly, yes. The audio paints this incredibly disturbing picture. He describes the altar as scorched.
Scorched, like fire.
Yeah, suggesting some kind of violent ritual, maybe a desecration. And the pews, they weren't lined up normally,
How were they?
arranged in a spiral.
A spiral.
Wait,
Why,
Matt.
like for focusing energy or something?
Possibly. It hints at a deliberate redesign for, well, for a different purpose than standard worship.
And there were other things, weren't there? Things that really stand out.
Definitely. He mentioned unknown symbols carved into the wood, things he didn't recognize,
Okay.
and goat skulls hanging from the ceiling by strands of hair.
Ugh, by hair. That's viscerally horrible.
Doesn't it? And then the wax figures.
Right, the wax figures. What were they
See,
doing?
kneeling. Dozens of them, apparently.
Oh.
Like this silent, watching congregation.
A grotesque imitation of prayer.
Exactly. So Mercer's in there in the dark, the silence, maybe just the sound of his own breathing.
Yeah.
And he takes a photo. Flash goes off.
And the flash reveals.
Figures in red
Yes,
robes.
human
He
figures.
described them as floating, suspended somehow, and their eyes were glowing.
Floating. Glowing eyes. Okay, this is crossing a line.
And they were whispering. But he said it sounded like reversed prayers.
Reverse prayers. That's classic occult symbolism, isn't it? Inverting the sacred.
Very much so. A deliberate corruption. And then, as if that wasn't enough, a low growl
From where?
from under the scorched altar, something hidden, something angry.
Okay, I would be running at that point. What
And
happened next on the recording?
pure panic, absolute terror in his voice.
Yeah.
He describes the church doors, solid wood doors, presumably,
Yeah.
twisting, warping, and then turning to solid stone right in front of him.
Turning to stone, that's impossible.
Physically impossible. Then there's a scream, just cut off.
the last words.
Barely audible, almost lost in static. Someone or something says, "Take him. Open the gate."
Open the gate? What gate? A physical one? Or
something else.
That's the terrifying question, isn't it? It sounds symbolic.
Metaphorical, a gateway somewhere else, given everything else.
Yeah, doors turning to stone, floating figures. Maybe it wasn't just a church door.
And the aftermath just adds layers to the mystery. They found his camera later. But no pictures.
The camera was melted, destroyed. Whatever images he captured were gone.
Melted, like intense heat. Or something else, as if something stopped the photos from getting out.
It certainly feels that way.
Yeah.
And Mercer. He was never found.
But it doesn't end there, does it? There's the ongoing phenomenon.
No, it doesn't. Every year, on November 3rd, the anniversary,
a fresh spiral of blood appears.
Right at the entrance. Just appears overnight. Nobody sees it happen.
And the wax figures inside.
The number keeps increasing. Slowly. Steadily. One or two more each year, according to the few who claim to have peered inside since.
Okay, so let's try to unpack this. What actually happened at St. Icarus?
Well, one possibility is maybe the simplest in a grim way.
Mm-hmm.
A local cult.
Just human activity that got wildly out of hand.
Right. The rituals grew more extreme, maybe involving sacrifice, violence, leading to the priest disappearances, the contamination verdict, and ultimately Mercer stumbling into their ceremony, perhaps.
The red robes, the reverse prayers, those could fit a certain kind of, you know, deviant group.
They could. It's plausible on one level.
It doesn't explain everything, does it?
Not even close. How do you explain the Vatican's reaction? That spiritually contaminated label feels like more than just condemning a rogue group.
And Mercer's final recording? Floating figures? Doors turning to stone? That's not standard cult activity.
No. It pushes into the realm of the genuinely paranormal. Or something else. Could that contamination be something ancient, something awakened?
Maybe Mercer wasn't just killed by people. Maybe he triggered something, opened something, like that gate.
He opens up a whole other avenue of speculation. Were those red-robed figures even human or manifestations?
And the symbols he saw, the spiral pews, what was their purpose? Were they channeling something?
Good questions. And what about that gate? A gate to where or what?
And why November 3rd? Why does the blood spiral reappear then? Is it just residual energy? An echo?
Or is it deliberate?
Yeah.
A marker? A sign that whatever is in there is still active?
And the wax figures? Growing in number? Are they symbolic? Trophies? Or part of some ongoing unseen ritual?
Adding to the silent congregation year after year, it's deeply disturbing.
And the camera? Melting. Was that just random destruction in the chaos?
Or was it targeted? Something actively preventing the truth, the visual evidence, from escaping St. Icarus.
It makes you think, doesn't it? About belief, about places holding memory, or maybe something worse.
Definitely. How many other places like this are out there? Histories that have been deliberately sealed off, stories deemed too unsettling.
Other quarantine corners of the world. What else might be waiting behind those closed doors, just waiting?